With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during the month of May, Sam's Club has a special offer, active and former members of the U.S. military and their families. Join or renew and receive both a $15 gift card and free groceries, including free rotisserie chicken, 5-cheese macaroni, and gourmet cookies. Don't miss out. Offer ends May 31st. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Will change on defense tonight. Kyle Comiskey likely to replace David Rundblad on the third pairing. Baseball. Indians are just 4-10 against left-handed starters this year, and the White Sox send another southpaw to the mound tonight when the two clubs meet in the second of a four-game set. Jose Quintana against Trevor Bauer. Quintana's never lost to Cleveland, posting a 4-0 record, a lifetime 3.26 ERA in 10 starts. Cubs visit the Padres tonight, opening a six-game West Coast road trip. Earlier today, they traded catcher Wellington Castillo to Seattle for right-handed reliever Yoervis Medina. Amid allegations of abuse in both the football and women's basketball programs at the University of Illinois, President Timothy Colleen says he won't rush to judgment while the school investigates the alleged wrongdoings. He did say he'll take a deeper look into the athletic department at U of I. Elsewhere, Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari says he has no interest in the opening with the New Orleans Pelicans, despite the chance to reunite with former players Anthony Davis and Tyreke Evans. Former Notre Dame quarterback Everett Golson transfers to Florida State, and the Patriots will not appeal the punishment levied by the NFL as a result of their role in Deflategate, this despite owner Robert Kraft openly disagreeing with the penalties levied against his franchise. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. Scorecard Golf Show brought to you by the BMW Championship. BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight, 6:35. Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
I talked to Bulls peeps the last couple days.
They don't want him to coach anymore.
I don't know why it's...
Well, let's get this thing all back in order and bring him back and land. Everything will be fine. Everything, there's nothing here that's...
But what? They don't want him to coach the team anymore. They don't believe in his methods, and they don't like him.
Oh, my God.
I the first thing I saw was, wait a second.
How hard
is it to understand that the Bulls don't want him to coach the Bulls anymore?
I guess it is. You say it isn't, and we believe it's not hard to understand. I mean, this has been going on, actually, in my basketball world too damn long. It's foolish at this point. It's foolish.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Joe Sheehan.
Guys, I picked the team to win the division, and you know, I'm sticking with my prediction, but they're going to have to get better performance. I mean, the offense is just an absolute disaster. They're towards the bottom in every category of extra base hits and walks. So they hit singles and they do nothing else, and that's not a way to run an offense. So that's going to be the key for me. I think the pitching is going to be fine, especially now with Rodon in the rotation. I'll take that top four, and I'll actually match that up against a lot of teams, but the offense is going to have to turn around. Adam Eaton's going to start getting on base more. They're going to figure out the second base situation. I think they might have to dip into the market to get a catcher. Where's the offense going to come from over the rest of the season?
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
How good that?
Dan Bernstein.
Sports radio guy's got a thought.
That's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we have not taken a single call today at 312-644-6767. Not one.
Let's change that.
I'm happy to.
Okay, we will. Northside, Joe on The Score.
Hey, real quick, guys. I played a lower mid-major Division I baseball, had mono, and I'm really fired up about the whole spleen issue. It's because I could not play. The doctors would not allow me to play for over 2 months because if you have any random type of hit to the spleen, you could die.
Yes.
And at the time, of course, being a college student, they called my parents and even my brother to like talk me off the ledge because you feel fine. So it disgusts me that they would even bring it to that level.
Yeah, that is, in and of itself, just that, exposing somebody to that kind of risk of death, that's enough right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for the call.
That's sufficient there, up to the head coach, everybody. That's on the head coach. That's not on some jackass assistant. That's on the head coach. You've got medical professionals there ostensibly, too. You're a public school, for God's sake. Come on. You're a public school.
It's unreal. It really is. It is beyond belief. I understand. I know football coaches do. We all know football coaches do it. And many of them are more abusive than others, and some know where to draw the line. Some manage to hold on, but yet they have their own methods of doing things. I wasn't, this stuff at Illinois with all this abusing the women's basketball team. You name a way, by the way. What didn't they cover?
What did they get out of this?
What didn't they cover?
But what sort of perverse joy did they get out of this? How did they actually think this was going to make them a better team?
That one I can't answer. I can't answer that one. I can't figure out.
I mean, you can understand a football coach, as even though it's wrong, you can understand that a football coach, like, well, this is how I was brought up to make men out of these guys and how to shame them into playing hard. You're letting down coach.
Remember, it's the last bastion of, what was it, manhood in America? Is that what it was?
The last garbage.
The last place.
That stuff was sort of part and parcel of all the football macho BS. But I can't for the life of me figure out what these coaches thought the ends were that were justifying these means.
It's not a fun sport, but what you come to love is the struggle of it. I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America, in men, in males.
There aren't any tough guys. You're right.
Just
there's
creepy.
No tough guys around that haven't played football.
Unless you wear a plastic bucket on your head, you're not in any possible way can you be tough.
Oh, my God.
That's creepy.
Men
and males and toughness.
He's pretty creepy.
Speaking of which, did you read Rex Hupke today?
Yes.
Priceless.
Yeah, he is priceless.
Priceless. Talking about the reaction to the Mad Max Fury Road by angry white men because they think that the movie is too feminist. It's promoting a feminist agenda. He just has some fun with them today. It's just awesome. In Wheaton, Russ, you are on the score.
Hey, Dan and Terry, how are you?
Okay.
So, I wanted to run something past you, and I agree with you totally on the Mike Thomas stuff. I think it's time to clean house. And I was listening over the weekend. WDWS plays Mike Thomas interviews at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings, and so I listened streaming. And, of course, I really wanted to hear it this week because I wanted to hear his response to what happened to the Beckman stuff. And what I found kind of interesting, and if you can get a copy of the interview, I think it'd be worth a listen for you, is his what he mentioned – that he immediately went into the chancellor's office and they agreed to have an external investigation, and that was his first move, and that was what coming out of Mike Thomas's interview. And wasn't his first statement that they were going to do an internal interview and it was going to be kept?
Talking about the football team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, his first statement was he was going to do the review and he wasn't going to tell anybody what he found.
Right. Good. So that's what I thought. So then when I heard this on Saturday, it's like, wow, I think he's trying to change his story.
I think so.
So
yes,
might be an interview you might want to hear. And actually, prior to his interview, too, they had a different – the guy who wrote the letter asking for the external representing that advocacy group, they had that man on as a guest, and he was extremely interesting in terms of laying out what that group actually does and that they're representing students. And he mentioned several things, including that the schools and any schools of the NCAA are not required necessarily to pay for any sports injuries, which actually when he mentioned that, everyone on the interview was kind of shocked, and I was as well. So if you can get that guy on, I think it'd be worth 15 minutes for you. He played football for UCLA from 95 to 99. I wish I had his name in front of me, but I'm sure you can get it. But they said the schools really are just it's a voluntary thing, and most of them do. But they mentioned a couple cases in Oklahoma and some case where the school decided not to pay and it got kind of gray area. So what the point was for the gentleman is he's like, this advocacy group is just to help the student athletes when they feel like they have nowhere to turn. And I thought it was extremely interesting. So that might be a guy you'd like to have. But I totally agree with you. Time to clean house. And when I heard that change of story on Saturday, and that was even before all these new basketball allegations, it kind of caught my ear.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I've seen college players who suffered severe injury and received absolutely no help from the university. That's common practice.
There's a little bit of breaking news from the NFL here. The NFLPA, per Jason LaConfora, has announced it has formally requested that Roger Goodell recuse himself as arbitrator of Tom Brady's appeal. This was an expected move, but this makes it official now, with the NFLPA publicly demanding that Roger Goodell have somebody other than himself be the neutral arbitrator for
the
discipline that he imposed. However, if our guess is true and that the buddy